I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Federal prosecutors say a Bastrop tax preparer has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for filing fraudulent income tax returns using stolen identities and false information. U.S. Attorney Stephanie Finley says in a news release Monday that U.S. District Judge Robert James sentenced 41-year-old Claudia Mays to 39 months for one count of aiding and assisting in making and subscribing a false tax return, two counts of wire fraud, and two counts of identity theft. She was also ordered to pay over $94,000 in restitution. Finley says Mays prepared and filed 15 fraudulent tax returns using stolen identities and false information from January of 2011 to April of 2011. A co-conspirator, 53-year-old Carla Enzina, also of Bastrop, assisted Mays in the scheme and was sentenced to 3 years of probation. A March 28th election date has been set by Governor Jindal to fill a vacant seat on the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. The governor Monday named a temporary BESSE member, that being Mary Johnson Harris of Shreveport, principal of South Highlands Elementary Magnet School and a former Caddo Parish Teacher of the Year. The seat on the 11-member education board was open after member Walter Lee resigned last month in a plea deal that ended in a felony theft case against him. BESSE sets education policy for 69 public school districts and more than 700,000 students. Lee represented the 4th district, covering 10 parishes in northwest Louisiana. If no candidate wins more than 50% of the vote in the March election, a May 2nd runoff will be held. Well, today, Governor Bobby Jindal is scheduled to have two closed-door meetings with conservative religious leaders in Iowa. According to the Des Moines Register, the meetings will take place in Cedar Rapids and Des Moines. ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley says Jindal is looking to shore up his support among this group of voters.
Simultaneously, privately trying to gauge his prospects if he were to announce his candidacy or the presidential nomination.
Jindal is thinking about a 2016 presidential run, and Iowa is important because they host the first primary. Republican lawmakers are looking to move past the controversy surrounding the number 3 House GOP leader, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise, over a speech he gave 12 years ago to a white supremacist group. Louisiana Radio Network Eric Gill has more on the reaction.
Incoming Utah Representative Nia Love is the first black female Republican elected to the House. She told ABC's This Week that she finds the whole thing rather curious.
You know, this was 12 years ago. It's interesting that it's coming up now.
Scalise has admitted the speech was a mistake that he now regrets. Love says Scalise has apologized and thinks everyone needs to move on and concentrate on getting the work of the American people done. She does not think this should keep Scalise out of his House Majority Whip position in the new Congress.
I believe he should remain in leadership.
Eric Gill reporting.
This is KEDM News.